You may be panicking to finish your tax returns today, but at the IRS, it's just another day at the office. IRS Commissioner Mark Everson says they've already started planning for next year, and they're focusing on enforcement. Audits of companies and individuals have slumped over the past decade. The agency says roughly one in 150 taxpayers was audited last year. Everson, who's in his first year on the job, says that number has to go up. And the number of tax cheats, he says, has to go down.
Our best estimates are that over $250 billion a year is lost due to non-filing, under-reporting, and underpayment. Probably more.
That's a lot of change.
It is a lot. It's a non-compliance rate that's somewhere north of 15%. And it parallels surveys that show that there's been an increase, if you will, in the percentage of Americans who believe it's okay to cheat on their taxes. We're very concerned about that. In 1999, 11% said it was okay to cheat a little or in some cases more, and now that number is up to 17%, so that's very disturbing.
In the 1990s, we heard about a kinder, gentler IRS. The agency became more service-oriented. Did tax enforcement lose out as a result?
There's no doubt that over a 5 or 6 year period, as the IRS made almost a single-minded focus on improving service, that the enforcement resources declined dramatically. Over 25% cuts in revenue agents, people doing audits, revenue officers, people collecting money, and also criminal investigators. We're changing that now. We've arrested that decline. The president's asked for a 10% increase in the enforcement funding. And the concern is really in the high-income individuals who engage in these abusive shelters, where it's very hard to unravel the transactions. And that's why we're increasing our resources in this area. And the new monies we've asked for the Congress, we'll really dedicate a lot to that.
Where individuals are concerned, you focus on the high-income folks?
More and more. That's what we're using the new money for.
What is a high-income person?
Oh, the number we use is 100,000 plus, but increasingly we're using 250 and working on folks that are, again, engaging in some of these abusive shelters where they funnel money overseas or through abusive trusts. There are a lot of different elements that are red flags.
What about audits of corporations?
Audits of corporations, there was and has been a continuing decline in enforcement, but I believe those will level off now. We're working to try and combat what has been a very disturbing trend in terms of more and more of these complex transactions that have no economic substance. They're just established in order to eliminate or dramatically reduce the tax. So that's a continuing challenge for us. We're actually starting to do international cooperation because the folks who are making these transactions, they're the stateless investment banks and accounting firms that operate all over. But the other thing we need to do is speed up these corporate audits. Right now, they take, on average, 5 years for a complex corporate audit to be done. And the fact is that a lot of the things that happened in the late 90s, a lot of the abuses, the Enrons, and all the scandals that were building over that time frame, we didn't see it because we weren't yet auditing those years. Right now, it takes up to 2 years just to get the return of a complicated corporation into the hands of the auditor.
Well, it sounds like you need more people, more investigators.
We've asked for more people, thousands of criminal investigators, auditors, and collection personnel, and I've been very pleased. I've been on the job almost a year at the broad bipartisan support that we're getting for that proposal.
What about technology? You're dealing with some pretty ancient computers.
Oh, it's really unbelievable. Our technology, it goes back to the 60s and 70s. I read a presidential message from John Kennedy to the Congress in 1961 talking about new automated data processing for the service. And were he still with us today, he'd be able to use some of that technology from the 60s. So we are working to update that. It's a big challenge.
You filed?
I filed several weeks ago, yes.
Did you owe?
No, actually, I've got some money coming back, and I've applied a few thousand dollars to this year's balances.
Mark Everson is Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.